Happy Father's Day. Yesterday, I called up my dad, and there I am with my father. And it's kind of fun talking to my dad. And my dad listens to the sermons online every week. He knows them all. He says, I'm up to date. I can't wait till this Sunday sermon. I'm like, you know, how many sons get to have their dads listen to their sermons every week? And he's always like, oh, I love them. I can't wait. And so, Dad, happy Father's Day to the best dad that I could have on earth. And it was fun. We were FaceTiming, so, you know, you can see each other and talk. He's in Arizona right now. And, of course, it's great being a father. Amen? There's my six kids. And let me just tell you, it goes fast. I'm just telling you that. Like, I can't believe they're all adults now, and I'm telling you, it just zoomed through raising these six kids. It's like amazing how quick it goes. And it's kind of sad. Now, there is a good side to this. And the good side is, other than Faith that's at the bottom left there, who's in Cambodia, the other five all live within an hour of us. And so it's fun when we get together. And there we are getting together at our house in Mars. And it's just, you know, we get together a lot. And it's nice that the five kids live all nearby us. And of course, it's nice talking to Faith on FaceTime and Skype. It's neat being a dad. Someone has said that a home is like traveling across the ocean in a boat. The father is the captain of the boat, steering and directing. The wife is the first mate. The kids are first the passengers and then hopefully become the crew. And safely you take them through the storms of life across the ocean. Eventually they get their own ships and boats. But in many households, the mother now steers the boat. Now, I'm not talking about the mother having a job. About 10% of men now raise the kids at home and the wives work outside the house. I'm talking about the God-given responsibility of a man to be the head of the household, to steer the ship. I'm not talking about does the wife make more money or the husband make more money or whatever, but the men, you are to be the head of your household. You think this is bad enough? They're saying that today the kids are running the ship. Literally, the kids are now telling the parents what they'll do, where they'll go, what they want. And mom and dad have become like maid and butler to the desires and the wants of the kids. The kids are running the ship. That's crazy. But that's kind of where we're going. Men, don't let this happen to your household. John chapter 3. I thought we would look at seven examples of how the Heavenly Father was a great father to his son Jesus. And I thought that would be a great pattern. However God the Father was, however he was as a father to his son, I bet you that's an example for all of us as men to be fathers to our children. Is everyone with me? So number one is chapter 3. I found these all in the Gospel of John just in like five chapters. I didn't have to, man, if we study the whole New Testament, there's probably hundreds of examples of how the Father was towards Jesus. But let's just hit seven of them. Verse 35 of chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 35. The Father, what? Loves the Son. Come to chapter 5. Of the Gospel of John. Verse 20. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. I cannot tell you how many times I saw that the Father loves the Son. And what's interesting to me, and so a great father loves his sons and his daughters. A great father loves his sons and daughters as the example of God the Father himself. And what's interesting to me is, how long has God the Father loved Jesus? How long would you think? For eternity, right? Isn't it interesting that after eternity of them loving each other, at the baptism of Jesus, when Jesus gets baptized, and then on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Father says, this is my Son whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. It's got, I'm kind of Jesus going, oh, Dad, you've told me a 5 billion trillion times. And the Father says, I'll never get tired of it. You know, are you with? And the Father still tells Jesus he loves him after all that time, even though Jesus is just as old as the Father is. So fathers, you can tell your sons you love them no matter how old, and your daughters, no matter how old they are. If God the Father can tell Jesus that he loves them, then surely you can tell your sons and daughters, no matter how old they are, if you're in your 80s and your children are in their 60s, go ahead and tell them that you love them. National Center for Fathering says only 3 to 4% of fathers tell their children, I love them, consistently. So number two, key number two, a great father teaches his children how to work. So in chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus said to them, my Father, this is interesting, my Father is always what? At his work. To this very day. And I too am working. And then come over to verse 36. I have a testimony weightier than that of John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. So the Father works. He takes one day off. I have a seven. And then the Son works. And then the Son says, the work I do was given to me by the Father. It's interesting that men, it turns out that men are very important in teaching your children how to have a strong work ethic. When we were an agricultural society, which was for like 4,000 years, all kids learned how to work on the farm. And they're saying that of all the kids today in the United States, that if you're still raised on a farm, you get the best work ethic, most likely. So I want to read some articles to you. Butler Eagle, this a couple of weeks ago in the local newspaper, in 2000, only 23% of young adults were living with parents. In 2014, the figure reached 32.1%. Nearly one-third of millennials live with their parents. It is the first time that living at home has outpaced living with a spouse for this age group since 1880. And I'll get into this in a little bit here in a second. Today, about 25% of teens work a job in the summer. In 1990, it was 50%. And it was even higher before that. So all of you that were my age, how many of you worked a job when you were in school? Raise your hand. All right. How many of you didn't work a job when you were in school, if you were my age? Okay, so about four or five of you. So this was interesting, by the way. The reason why less and less teens are working is for two reasons. Number one, the teens are too busy doing sports and fun activities that work would interfere with them, with their sports and fun. And the second thing is, which is very interesting to me, is that especially for those of us that are middle class and upper class, wealthier, is that we're embarrassed to our neighbors that we kind of feel like, oh, if we make our teens work, that somehow means that I don't make enough money to be able to support my family, that I have to send my teens out to get a job. You with me? I'm like, why are you worried about what your neighbors think, right? Are you crazy? So why do you want your kids working? Because it helps them to learn time management, helps them to build a resume. It helps them to, in financial independence, it helps them to learn you work first, then you get rewarded. Then you can do things you like. What's happening, and these are all generalities, folks, is that parents aren't having their teens work through high school. They're not having their young 20-year-olds work through college. And the kids are choosing their own occupation, their own career in college. They're getting out. What they took in college actually doesn't lead to a real job. And they're not used to working. And so they move back home because they're used to, wait a second, I never had to work to get what I wanted. So by moving back home, I still don't have to work, and mom and dad will still give me money, and I can still do all the fun stuff. Listen, dads, you need to know your kids. You need to figure out, there's counselors at high school, they supplement you. You are your main, you should be the main counselors to your kids to help them in their career path and to develop the work ethics in their life. Learn the value of hard, long work. A great father is to set a great example to his children. This is a guy playing a video game, and he's, you know, of course, breaking in his kid. So you will see this in chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Wow. After the first service, a couple of people are coming over because they said up until 10 years old, kids will follow verbal instruction. But after 10, it's almost all modeling. They will follow the example of mom and dad. And so dads, you shouldn't say anything, do anything. However you treat your spouse, however you treat other people, you are teaching your children by modeling and by example, and they are going to follow you. God has built it into children to model and follow. God, of course, expected parents to not have sinned and to be model parents, but your kids will model who you are. So be a good example to your children. When it comes to church, in short, if a father does not go to church, no matter how faithful his wife's devotions, only one child in 50 will become a regular worshiper. If a father does go regularly, regardless of the practice of the mother, between 2/3 and 3/4 of their children will become churchgoers. One of the reasons suggested for this distinction is that children tend to take their cues about domestic life from mom, while their conceptions of the world outside come from dad. If dad takes faith in God seriously, then the message to their children is that God should be taken seriously. It's very important. Now you understand, men, it's very important you go, oh, by the way, and it has to be consistent, men. It's very important. If you really want your kids to follow the Lord, then you need to be in church every week, and you need to take your Bible reading serious and praying at the dinner table, and then most of your kids, if not all of them, they'll discover that's a very important aspect of their life. It doesn't matter if the mother goes to church 3 times a week. A great father gives approval to his children. So come to chapter 6. Verse 27, Jesus says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. A great father gives encouragement and approval and verbal, you know, you're doing. My dad was always very good at saying to me, Joe, you can do anything. You know, you're just a wonderful son. Give verbal approval to the children. So there's a dad with a son. There's a dad with his daughter. And I wanted to share a little clip. So if you could hit all the lights. All right, key number 5. John chapter 8, verse 27. And we can get lights back on. Well, I'll start in verse 27. They did not understand that he was telling them about his father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. A great father is available. Is available. Always be available for your kids. Because you know that in the United States, 25% of all children are raised with no father at all. Absentee father, okay? And I have a funny feeling this is a growing problem and issue. And you know what, I'm sure some of you may have been raised with an absentee father or a father that just emotionally wasn't there for you. And it's a very painful thing. And that's why it's so good to have a Heavenly Father backup. You know I'm not perfect with my kids, but I kind of look at it as, okay, I'm their earthly father. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do things. But they've got like the Heavenly Father as a backup. So I was studying how kids, they were talking about how kids need love. And kids in their 20s need love. They have emotional love tanks that are inside them. And when they're teenagers and in their 20s, they're trying to become independent of their parents. But the emotional love tank drains out, and they have to come back to dad and mom for a filling. And it's very important. And, of course, as they get older, hopefully their tank doesn't drain out as much. But even all of us love when we get that emotional filling from our parents, no matter how old we are. It is the love of especially the father to the kids, to kids, teenagers and 20-year-olds. It's the love of the father that when that 24-year-old, let's say, or 22-year-old, or 28-year-old gets filled with love from the dad, that kid is able, I say kid, a 20-year-old adult is able to love others. The lack of the father's love hinders the ability of that 20-year-old to love others. And I just share that with you because there's a lot of children that are being raised without love from their dads. And they're growing up to be very angry young adults. They don't know how to love their neighbors as they love themselves, because they have a hard time loving themselves because they didn't get that love from the dad. Mom's important, okay? But you need to understand, God understood what he was doing when he made marriage, to have a father and a mother in a child's life, okay? Both are so important. And as people get away from God, because God is love, and less fathers follow God, and less fathers aren't putting that love into their children, then the children and young adults, they don't know how to love, and they're growing up with hatred and anger, and because they haven't got it from dad, they're taking it out on other people. So men, you need to love your kids. You need to pour love into them. And I know they can get crazy as teens and 20s. I mean, my wife and I will talk to our kids, and so I'm like, but let's keep loving them. They're growing. A great father knows his children. So chapter 10, John chapter 10, verse 15. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay my life down for the sheep. I thought this was good. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Know your kids. So I found two studies. One study says that the average father spends 37 seconds a day with his children. The other study was a little bit better. It says the average father spends in a week 28 minutes with his kids. Okay? Now, both of those sound crazy. Men, get to know your kids. So look, I've been a father now for 30-some years. But I also figure, I probably have another 30 years. If I live into my 90s, I've got 30-plus years to go yet. So one of my commitments, I've made a commitment that I want to fall more in love with Jesus every year. I want to be more in love with my wife every year. And a third commitment is I want to be a better father to my children. And I'm only halfway there. of the length of time that I may have left. And so I'm going to challenge all you men that don't quit when your kids move out. Let's make a commitment. No matter, we all make mistakes, we all blew it, but I've got 30 more years maybe to develop the skill of being a great father to my kids. So let's keep going. And I want to know my kids. And I think it's fun. They're in their 20s, although our oldest is probably in their 30s now. But it's like fun getting to know them as they're adults and beginning to open up their heart. Last one, key number 7, a great father will listen to his children. So come to John chapter 11, Gospel of John chapter 11. Verse 41. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have, what? Heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. A great father will listen to his children. I like this. A child seldom needs a good talking to as much as a good listening to. So listen, be available, dads, and listen to your children. And here's the review. So here are the 7 things just in chapters 3 to chapter 11. Because we don't have time, obviously, to go through. But here are the 7 things that I saw the Heavenly Father does with Jesus. Loves his children. Gives them a work ethic. Sets a great example for them to follow. Gives approval to their children. Encouragement, cheerlead. Are available for their children. You don't leave them, forsake them. You remember the prodigal son? Oh, he was terrible to his dad. You know, he was rotten. You know, surely we could say that dad should never have forgiven him. But when the prodigal son comes back, what does the father do? Runs to him, hugs him, opens his arm. You're always my son. Available to their children, knows his children. Get to know them, and listens to his children. So, Father, I pray for the men in this church. I pray that, Lord, sometimes we mess up as dads. We are sinful, broken men at times, and we make crazy mistakes. And sometimes we don't do very well at raising our kids. And forgive us. But Lord, I pray that you would give every man here, whether he's holding a newborn baby. A couple people here this morning have babies. They're just starting out on the path of fatherhood. And then there's others of us that have probably been dads for 60 some years. But Lord, help us to be great dads to each one of our kids. Each one of our children are unique gifts given to us. No two alike. And may we as dads plug into their lives and to love them as you, Heavenly Father, love your Son. We need your help. Fill us with your Spirit. And may you do amazing things. May you draw, Lord, the hearts of fathers towards their kids. And may you draw the hearts of kids towards their dads and their moms. I pray, Lord, there are people here that probably have grown up where a dad has been absent, either emotionally or physically. Lord, bring healing to their hearts. May they turn to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for adopting all of us into your family. And bless us as we close out. In your name we pray. Amen.